Hey, wow. You look exactly like your profile picture. Sorry, that's probably a weird way to open. It's just I've been trying this online dating thing for only a little while now, but the guys I meet are usually, well, let's just say, different in person. So this is a pleasant surprise. Now, you mentioned your drink of choice in your bio, so I went ahead and ordered for us while I was waiting. I hope that's okay. I live just around the corner, so I got here pretty quickly. Oh, good. Come on, let's go get a table around the corner. It's a little crowded up here at the bar. Okay, well, tell me about yourself. What do you do for work? Cool. Oh, me? Well, I poison small animals. Oh no, seriously. I work in a lab with mice and rats, testing how they react with exposure to different chemicals. Then my bosses come up with the magic number that's bad for humans, at least in theory. No, I like it. It's a really frustrating line of work generally because it's really hard to measure these things precisely. Animal models don't translate to humans so well, which kind of defeats the entire point, you know? Hell, even humans don't always translate to humans. But obviously, we're not allowed to go around poisoning people to see how they react. No, we can't just say, "Don't have any of it." Finding that number is the whole point. I mean, everything is technically toxic if you have enough of it. Even these drinks we're having right now are toxic. Well, maybe yours a little more than mine. It's okay, it's okay. I like that you take it strong. Actually, now I'm really curious. If you were to just down that whole thing right now, would you get totally hammered or not at all? Maybe a little? Are you willing to do it? The toxicologist in me has to see for herself. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't look like you enjoyed that. Here, have some water. It looks like that left a bad taste in your mouth. I think they make their drinks with some pretty cheap booze here, so I guess it's not surprising. I do appreciate that you're willing to do it for me, though. I like a boy that does what he's told. Oh, stop blushing. I'm only teasing you. Maybe. Hang on a sec. I need to just do something on my phone real quick. Sorry, I know. Bad manners on a date, but this is important. Anyways, it's good to be able to handle your alcohol. Me, I'm a lightweight. But you see, that's what I'm talking about. You and I could drink the exact same thing, but because of our differences, you'd barely notice a thing, and I'd be out on the street, flashing cab drivers and singing Chandelier. And before you ask, yes, it's a real story, and no, I will not give you any more details on the first date. By the way, and I know it's a long shot to ask, but do you happen to know your metabolic rate? No one ever does. That's okay. I've gotten pretty good at guessing it. That was one of the things that attracted me to you, you know? I mean, you're cute and all, but what I really want to see is how your body handles the poison. The poison I put in your drink, sweetie. The drink you blindly accepted from a stranger and then downed without hesitation, just because she asked you to. I knew you could taste it. I told you, I'm a scientist. If I want to know how this will affect humans, I need to test it on humans. You'll be my lab mouse for tonight. No, sweetie. I see your eyes flashing over to the bathrooms. I know what you're thinking. You're wondering if you could throw it up and get it out of your system before it starts to take hold, don't you think? I thought of that. There's a reason I put it in your drink. A fun little fact. For most things, the stomach just starts the digestion process and gets it ready to be absorbed by your small intestines. But alcohol actually gets absorbed into your bloodstream straight from your stomach. Since this poison dissolves completely in alcohol, it's too late for you to try and get it out. Throwing up would actually make things worse for you. Listen to me very closely. Unless we get you the antidote, this is what's going to happen. You're gonna start losing feeling in your lips and tongue, then in your fingertips, then moving all the way up your limbs. You'll get weak and shaky, and your stomach will hurt like you wouldn't believe. Once the numbness reaches your chest, you'll start to feel like you can't breathe. But it's just your brain playing tricks on you. You'll still be getting enough oxygen until closer to the end. I started the stopwatch as soon as you finished your drink. It's going to be very important that you tell me exactly when you start to feel each of those things, okay? I'll also need you to tell me if you start to feel your heart fluttering or any sort of mental impairment. For science. Of course I have the antidote, silly. I just don't keep it with me. There's only so many places I can hide it in my person. And if you were to find it, then what's the point? Now, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Are you listening? Good. I'm going to put my hand on the table. You're going to take it in yours, stand up, and lead me outside. We're going to walk around the corner, and I'll take you up to my place. You are going to be completely silent the whole time until we get there. Understand? I can tell your mind is racing, trying to think of a way out of this. I need you to understand that your life is in my hands now, so don't do anything that would make me drop it. Hand. Good boy. Let's go. Do you like it? I see you're looking around pretty intently. Oh. Are you hoping to find the antidote? Maybe I left it in a box with the big red letters that read, Antidote for Poisoned Little Boys. Or maybe I thought ahead and put it somewhere you'll never find it. You can try to start looking for it right now, but you won't find it before your body shuts down. Don't worry, I'm gonna give it to you. But you have to earn it. You need to do everything I tell you if you want me to save your life. I told you. The two things you've got going for you are that you're very cute and you've got the right metabolism. I tend to make good use of both of those. If you don't want to donate your body to science, then you're going to rent it to me for the night. Lay down on the bed, darling. I'll just slip off my pants. Then you can start by eating me out while you can still feel your tongue and lips. Oh, don't look at me like that. I just want to play with you, that's all. You're so much bigger and stronger than me. I have to do this if I want to have my way with you. Oh, sweetie. You think I'll be in trouble if you die in my apartment? Oh, no. As soon as you collapse, I'll call the hospital and say I'm getting worried because my date's been slurring his speech and his face has started drooping. They'll tell me to bring you in, but oh, it's so hard for me to corral you into the car, and there's so much traffic between here and the hospital, and they'll be so frightened and worried about you, and they'd never suspect that I'd had anything to do with it. If I'm really lucky, you'll go into arrhythmia. They'll look for a bleed or a clot, and they won't find one, but once you're gone, they'll stop looking. They'll list your cause of death as cryptogenic stroke, and that'll be the end of it. They'd have no reason to test your blood. But even if they did, they can't test for a poison you don't know about. I told you. I'm the only one who can save you now. But if you talk back to me like that, I'm not sure I'll want to. You'll be good? That's what I like to hear. Now, lay down. Your mouth is starting to tingle. That's good. Thank you for telling me, darling. Let me just write that down. Now, get to work while you still can. My lips are tingling too. And they need your mouth on them. Start by giving them a little kiss. Now, get that tongue in there. Oh, yes. That's it. Part each fold. Over and over. With your tongue. Feel how wet I am already? Oh my god. This feels so good. Having a strong boy like you completely in my power is just so intoxicating. Yes. Keep going just like that. Get your tongue all the way in there and flick my clit with it. Is your mouth going numb now? Your tongue's not moving like it was a moment ago. That's okay. I don't mind putting in a little bit of extra work. I'll just grab your hair and grind against your face a little to help get that tongue as deep inside of me as it can go. Fuck. That's good. I'm sorry, sweetie. Are you trying to say something? Oh. Your fingers are going numb now. That seems a little sudden. You're not lying to me, are you? You're not just trying to get out of eating my pussy, no? That's good, because I don't think I'll need your fingers for anything soon. You can keep licking me just like that. Oh, fuck. Okay. I think that's enough. Lay down on your back. Let's get these clothes off. God, I love your body. I can't wait to see it tremble and shake as the poison works its way through you. How are your fingers? Any change? Here, let me just sit down on your hips. Run your hands up and down my body, darling. Touch every part of me while your fingers can still feel my skin. Start by resting them on my knees. Move up to my hips. Grab my ass. Slide them at my waist until you get to my breasts. Come on. You can be rougher than that. Play with my nipples a little. It's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about liking them. I'm forcing you to do this, remember? You can't say no. There's no shame in giving in to me completely right now. Yes. That's it. Your cock is so hard in my hand right now. Do you know what priapism is? Well, don't worry about it. What it means for me is that I could make you come and still keep fucking you as much as I want. It means that you'll stay hard for me no matter what I do to you. I think it would be a shame to waste that. Get on your knees. You're gonna fuck me from behind until you can't hold yourself up anymore. Just slide it into me. You've already made me so wet. There shouldn't be any difficulty. Oh. Okay? Fuck, your cock feels so good. Fuck me, sweetie. Harder. Fuck me like you mean it. I don't want any tenderness right now. I want you to feel your hatred for me with every fucking thrust against my fucking ass. Hate me for what I did to you. For what I'm going to do to you. Hate yourself for what you're falling into my trap so easily. Huh? Hate yourself for how fucking weak you are. Hate yourself for how much you love this. I know you do. Oh, how I can feel the shame raining off of you. You want to hate this, but it just feels so good. The feeling, the fading taste of my cunt on your mouth as it grows numb. The tingling feeling, oh, spreading up from your fingers and toes as you rut into me. I want to feel the rage. I want to fuck all that rage. I want you to fuck all that rage into me right now and leave behind a sweet, docile little boy who couldn't lift a finger to stop me from doing all the things I'm going to do to him, even if he had been poisoned. Yes. Yes, go deeper. Grab my hips. Pull me all the way under your cock. Yeah, that's it. Scratch my back. Harder. Harder. Fuck, I'm gonna come soon. Grab my throat. I wanna feel you. I want to feel you choking me. I want to know. It'll be tempting to just squeeze as hard as you can. But don't forget who will be in charge of your breathing soon. Okay, hand up. This is it. No, no, don't stop. Just because I come doesn't mean you stop. I told you, you're gonna fuck me until you can't stand anymore. Keep going. I can feel your body shaking. You're really pushing your limits right now, aren't you, darling? That's good. I'll see exactly what those limits are tonight. Yeah, there we go. The paralysis finally reached your torso. You're not just gonna collapse to try and trick me, I hope. Let's see. I've got a lighter here by the bed. Let's see how you react when I just hold it up to your thigh. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I know it hurts. I just needed to make sure you weren't lying to me. It's very important to make sure these symptoms are documented accurately. But since your leg didn't move, I know you're telling me the truth. Although, I guess it doesn't hurt to be extra sure. I guess that wasn't a bad choice of words. It doesn't hurt me. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I'll stop. I think that's enough confirmation. It's okay. Let's just get you back under your back. I'll sit down on top of you, just like I was earlier. Okay, now I want you to run your hands up and down my body like you did earlier and tell me how it feels different. Can you do that for me? Ah. Is that the highest you can lift your arms right now? That's okay. I can help you. I'll just grab your wrists and start moving your hands up and down. Are you able to grab my tits like you were before? Oh, that's too bad. Can you even feel them between your fingers anymore? I guess if these hands don't work, we can just get them out of the way. I'll leave them above your head like this. Yeah. How about your face? Can you feel my fingers stroking your cheek? Only a little. Oh, you're being such a good little lab mouse for me. It would be a shame to let you die. Tell you what, I'll give you the antidote right now if you ask me for it, but you have to say, pretty please. Can you do that? Can you say, pretty please for me? Pretty please. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand that. Is that the best you can do? My God, you're so helpless right now. I could do anything to you. Right now, I could just ruin that beautiful body of yours, and all you could do is watch me. Fuck. I can't stop myself. I'm going to dig my nails into your shoulders and run my hands down your chest. I know you can't talk, little mouse, so you'll just have to scream if you can feel me marking you. Good. So you can still feel it. Oh, you look so good like that. That was bloody. Bloody red lines going down the front of you. Well, if you make it out of here alive, you'll have a little something to remember me by. I know this might have been a forgettable experience otherwise. Aww. What's with that face? Oh. It's your stomach. I was wondering when that would start to kick in. What time is it? Just give me a moment to write that down. Oh, I know, darling. I know it hurts. There's nothing I can do about that, so I'm just gonna have to bear it. Well, I guess there is something I could do about it, but we haven't gotten there yet. Just take deep breaths from me now. Here, I'll stroke your cock. Nice and slow, to give you something nice to focus on besides that pain. Focus on the pleasure of my hand touching you. I know you can still feel that. Focus on the sound of my voice and keep taking deep breaths. Nice and slow. Breathe in and out. As my hand goes up and down, just like that. Looks like you're breathing a lot more quickly. Does that mean you want me to go faster? I can do that. Oh, you can't breathe? No, sweetie, it's okay, remember what I said. That's just your brain playing tricks on you. You're still getting enough oxygen. It's just harder for you to move your chest now. Here, I'll show you. I'll just cover your nose and mouth with my hand like this. See? Isn't that so much worse? I know it is. This is what it feels like to be unable to breathe. Don't worry. You'll get there eventually. Yeah, you will. Oh, did you want me to let go? You want me to let you actually breathe again? Just one more second, honey. I want you to feel that tear. Like the darkness could swallow you at any second while your lungs scream the things your mouth can no longer say. You'll remember what it means to be alive when you feel the sweet taste of the oxygen rushing into you once I remove my hand. Now. God. The sound of you gasping for air like that. I can't help myself, little mouse. I need to fuck you again right now. Your cock is still so hard and I'm still so wet. My body is so hungry for yours that my tight little pussy is drooling at the thought of taking you inside me again. Let me just position myself on top of it. Fuck. It slides in so easily. It feels so good. I can tell by the look on your face that it feels good for you too. Those sounds you make with every labored breath, they say more than words ever could. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh, little mouse, I can see the exhilaration in your eyes. Oh, you don't want to be rescued yet, do you? I know that you don't. You like the danger. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Yeah. If you survive tonight, you'll know what it really means to be alive. You'll know the feeling of brushing against the embrace of death, only to tumble away from it. As the pain in your body gets worse, you'll start to long for it, silently begging for these creeping shadows on the outskirts of your vision to come take you away. But that's not the release that's coming for you. No, your release will be to come inside me. You'll feel the last drop of your life force rushing into my pussy along with your seed. Pleasure and pain painted together on the canvas of your own mortality. So close to death, but not quite there. You'll be reborn tonight, darling. If you survive, that is. Looks like your nose started bleeding. Oh, no. It's okay, baby. That blood doesn't scare me any more than the blood on your chest. Feel it all run down your body as another reminder of what it means to be alive. The dead don't bleed, do they? Oh, honey, you're shaking. Here, it's okay. I'll hold your jaw open so you don't bite your tongue. What time is it? Oh, fuck. I just stopped writing you to check the time. Holy shit. Feeling your whole body tremble beneath me with your cock buried inside me. Fuck, I feel so good. Oh, keep doing that. Keep doing that. Well, I guess you don't really have a choice. You don't have any choice but to tremble and vibrate that helpless little body. Fuck. Fuck. I think this is going to make me come again, little mouse. Oh, but you can't come like this, can you, sweetie? I know you're losing feeling in your cock, too. It's okay. I can still get you there. You can feel it when I do this, can't you? You like how it feels for me to ride you like that? Oh, you're trembling even harder now. That must mean I'm getting close. I can hear it in your moans. I know exactly how close you are. Almost there. Almost there. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Braid me, darling. I can feel you shudder with every breath you force into your lungs. Feel the ultimate pleasure of life, death, in this one perfect moment. That's it. That's it. I want it all. I need it all inside me. Give me everything. Yes. 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 No. No, sweetie. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. There's so much more we can do now. Now that you've lost all feeling. Come on, Annie. Keep your eyes open. This is the fun part. Don't you want to see what I'm doing to you, sweetie? Come back to me, darling. It's okay. It's okay. I won't let you die. We're not finished playing yet. Here, I've got the antidote. Let me just get your mouth open. I'll pour it in and stroke your neck to make sure you swallow all of it. It'll take a little while for it to start taking an effect, but you shouldn't get any worse in the meantime. You were my perfect little lab mouse tonight. I'll just have a bit more fun with you while you sleep. You'll wake up soon and this will all just feel like a dream. But I know you won't forget me. You won't forget how it felt to die in my arms and be reborn inside me. Sleep well, darling. Goodbye.